What's up, guys, and welcome back to another Birdie Num Num podcast.
Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie Num Num.
Hello.
Birdie Num Num.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. Oh my goodness. 2019. You realize a millennial baby or a millennium baby is now 19 years old? Do you understand that? You realize there's millionaire athletes who have made more money than all of us who are born in 2000? Like, is that freaky to anybody but me? Dude, the freaking first 90s baby is about to be 30 next year. Like, that is, holy crap, man, where has time gone? And if you are a 90s baby, I mean, good for you. But wow, I feel old. Like, 2019, man, I can't believe it. New Year's is fun, though, I must say. Actually, scratch that. New Year's is the kind of shit, actually, if I'm being honest. Like, I always find New Year's to be interesting because why wait for one day out of the year to tell yourself that you need to be a good person? You know what I mean? Like, why wait until January 1st to tell yourself, oh, I shouldn't drink that much, or oh, I should eat healthy, or oh, this year I should quit my job or get a better job or work harder? Because when you do that, when you just give yourself this artificial date to kind of go by, then let's be honest, you're not really going to make a change, you know? I think most people who want to quit drinking or start drinking or do anything, when they decide, they don't look at the calendar. I make that mistake all the time. I'm like, oh Jesus, you know, like June 1st, I'm going to start on June 1st. And then from, you know what ends up happening? From May 25th to May 30th, I just drink a lot because I tell myself I'm going to stop on June 1st. I drink extra probably in those 5 days. And then by June 3rd, I'm like, oh, okay, one beer. And then July 1st is what's going to happen. So I don't know, man. I find New Year's to be like my biggest gripe with New Year's is not necessarily New Year's. It's actually New Year's Eve because everybody is trying to find a plan on New Year's Eve. And yet nobody wants to stick to a plan. You know what I mean? Like, people are always like, oh, well, we should go here at this time and then here at that time and then, you know, after midnight, before midnight. But let's be honest, I mean, it's all one big cluster. Like, I was like, the last couple of New Year's parties I've been to, you know, it's always like, oh, who's there? Who's there? Like, where should we go? How far is it? Like, how will we get there? And you end up spending more time traveling between places, looking for a better place, even though you're fine wherever you are. And then just, you know, like your whole evening is just spent in Ubers and Olas getting ripped off. So I don't know. That's my number one issue with New Year's. But I think if you do stick to a party, you know, I went to a New Year's party this year and it was pretty fun, actually. My fiance's friend and we had a good time. But something you're like, you know, a lot of parties now, like they're like BYOB, you know, bring your own booze, as we say. And this was, not really embarrassing, but I was like, all right, cool. You know, I've got a bottle of teacher's whiskey. I'll bring that over. And then we roll up to this dude's house, really nice guy, if you're listening. And we like, you know, like when you get invited to like someone's house party, like you've never been there. So you're obviously like, whoa, nice apartment or whoa, nice decor. I have my bottle of teacher's and then these guys, I look at the table and he's like, hey man, what'd you bring? And I'm looking at the table and he's got like $100 whiskey, like minimum on everything, which is fine. I like teachers. I like that stuff. But it's like Macallan and like Glenfiddich. By the way, so many Glens, by the way. Glenfiddich, Glenmorangie, Glenlivet. I don't know why Glen is such a popular. Was there a drunk guy in Ireland whose just name was Glen and they decided? Anyways, so I was just like looking at this dude and I was like, dude, I've brought this like, and I mean, he doesn't know, but I mean, I actually got this whiskey from like an army club. You know, when my uncle was there. So it was like, not only was it a 1200 rupee bottle of whiskey compared to everything else that's like, you know, 5-10k, it would actually cost me like $200. And I'm fine with that. I love, you know, teachers and these lower end, and not lower end, but normal end whiskeys. But then by the end of it, nobody was drinking my whatever whiskey. Even I was drinking the fancy stuff. And I was like, I want to take my whiskey back. But like, how do I do that? You know, like, I know he's not going to drink it. So I just felt like so embarrassed. I was like still staring at it like, dude, no one's going to drink my bottom shelf whiskey, but will it look bad if I take it back after New Year's? Anyways, that was my New Year's night. It actually was pretty fun, though, minus my very awkward first world problems whiskey comparison speech. But It was fun, man, but I really like New Year's. I just really hate New Year's parties because there's just so much, you know, people are awkward about where they're going to spend their New Year's, who they're going to spend their New Year's with. And it's like, dude, do you really want to bring in the new year with a massive hangover telling yourself, this is going to be the year, you know, this is going to be the year I turn it all around while I'm puking in my own filth. So I don't know, man. It was fun though. I mean, how was your guys' New Year's? Please do let me know in the comments and stuff. But yeah, man, 2019, I think this is going to be a good year. I don't know how 2019 will be different than 2018, but I mean, I have some predictions, so I'll throw them out there. I think, let's see, prediction number one for 2019, I think we're going to see a slight decline in social media usage. Nothing crazy, like nothing that's going to change the industry, but I think more and more people, now for me, for example, like when I'm about to turn on my phone, or about to look into my phone, I kind of mentally tell myself, all right, I'm going in, you know, kind of like a diver, like about to like jump into the water, like to rescue something. Cause that kind of like frames it for me a bit better. Like, okay, you're just dabbling in the virtual world. So like, don't get caught up or ruin your day or see something that's going to bother you for the next 3 hours. So I think you see a lot of people now. I mean, we've had Sham on my podcast and, you know, Akshay, the Uber guy and a lot of stuff. Like a lot of people now are focusing on mental health, mental awareness. You know, a lot of these phones now have timers. I have a timer on my iOS device that if I'm on Instagram for more than 30 minutes a day, it locks Instagram. And then same thing for WhatsApp, same thing for Messenger, which is kind of annoying when I'm on a Messenger call and it keeps like turning off when I hit minute 20 and then the person gets annoyed. But I think you're going to see people probably use their phones and social media about 5 to 10% less. I think you're going to see a lot of advertising get more clever on social media, you know, not like, hey, come back, we miss you, but just, I think these companies are going to try to make people use their time a lot wiser, you know, like it used to be even on Facebook and, you know, this podcast, for example, organic reach is down across everything. So whether you're a brand or you've somebody who's built a following online, people are going to definitely try to experiment with different forms of content on social media. What else are my predictions for 2019? Oh, I think stand-up in India is going to grow continuously, even more and more and more. Obviously, a lot of people are doing Netflix and Amazon and such. But at the same time, I think the crowds, as they keep coming, are going to be asking for different forms of content. So let's say, you know, live podcast shows, for example, maybe like this, or, you know, more crowd work shows or improvised shows. So that should be fun. What else do I predict in 2019? Movies. I think movies will be, I don't know, by the way, like people were telling me, I don't know if anybody watched that movie Zero, the Shah Rukh Khan movie. Are Bollywood movies doing well? Because, or are movies doing well in general? Because I did not hear any like 100 crore news or any crazy news about this stuff. And a lot of my friends don't go to movies anymore. I don't know why the movie industry, I mean, I see they're getting like fancy with their marketing online, but I don't really think people are going to movies as much as they used to. So I'm not sure. Oh, yes, I do have one prediction. I think I started looking at this app called TikTok. I don't know if any of you guys have checked it out, also called Musical.ly or formerly called Musical.ly. And I've started to realize, dude, that there's like, I feel like there's a bubble that's going to burst for a lot of people's Instagrams and social media where they have a massive online following. But that following is from like horny kids in like Indoor or wherever, or like some, you know, tier two, tier three city, small town, for example, in India, probably even a big city as well, you know, guys in the net cafes. But I feel like if you look at every blogger's, generally a fashion blogger, or a celebrity, and you see the comments, these are just people who are like bored, just saying like, wow, hot. Or like, wow, nice. Or like, I think my favorite, I saw some girl was dancing on TikTok and some guy just comments like, wow, nice navel. Like, I don't know why people do that. Dude, this kind of reminds me of, I don't know if any of you guys have seen TikTok, but people are literally just dancing to a song in front of the camera and doing like a little shake. I mean, nothing inappropriate, obviously, no nudity. But it is kind of like those like Mumbai dance bars, you know, like not, I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but if you look at the people who are coming there to say like, wow, talk to me or something, you know, I think it's attracting that audience. I'm not saying anybody on the platform is like that, but the people commenting potentially, I mean, dude, we know your motives, bro. So if you're like a fashion blogger, okay, and somebody is paying you 1 lakh, 5 lakh, $10,000 to promote, you know, a shampoo or a lipstick, yet your entire target audience are these uncles, you know, outside of Vashi, Bombay, or whatever, who would never buy that. They're just looking at, you know, what you're wearing and stuff. I feel like the market is somehow going to correct itself for that sort of thing. So, you know, potentially, maybe if you're an influencer, you're going to get paid based on, you know, what number of your fans are in what city, what country, what high value demographic area. That's one prediction, you know. Like if I have 1 million followers and 900,000 of them are in Sri Lanka, yet I'm getting paid by some brand in New York to promote, you know, a Kylie Jenner's lipstick, they're probably not going to pay me as much. But I feel like right now those numbers and those things don't play out in the equation, and you're probably going to see pushback if brands or social media platforms try to do that. So that's one prediction I got. Stand up, I said, I think is going to boom like hell. Another prediction for 2019. I'm getting married, so I'm pretty sure I'll go through with it. So, no, I'm looking forward to that, by the way. Getting married next month, so that should be fun. My fiance is actually like in the kitchen right now, you know, making some scrambled eggs, and I was like, I'm gonna record my podcast, and she was like, oh, okay, fine, yeah, okay, sounds good. So, I'm like trying to talk quiet so she can't hear me. What other predictions do I have? Startup space. Ah, yes, I think. Since media and social media and video and audio are the law of the land, I think a lot of companies are now finally just thinking we should do a sketch, you know, trying to tell people about our crappy app. But probably they're going to start to realize the value of putting serious money into, you know, writing a good commercial or grabbing someone's attention with a good creative. So that should be fun. So you're going to see a lot more apps and platforms and things come out that really engage the viewer with a funny sketch or a funny video, or a funny, you know, picture. Dating. I talk about dating a lot. So I think the good thing to come out of the whole Me Too thing is that, you know, guys are obviously going to be a lot more respectful than potentially, you know, all of us have been the last 10, 20 years. So, you know, people, it's good. Like, you know, people are going to watch what they say. They're going to let, I mean, people, their true colors are always going to come out, but, you know, there's a lot clearer guidelines on how things are supposed to happen. And since people are not going to rely on trying to get drunk and message somebody late or, you know, try to approach somebody at a bar too aggressively, they're probably going to channel that energy into other things like, you know, self-improvement, going to the gym, e-learning, whatever. So I have a feeling there's going to be really good byproducts of, you know, kind of watching who you are and trying to attract attention from somebody else in better ways. On the flip side, I feel females are probably going to be, I don't want to say the word aggressive, but I think like, you know, they're probably going to recognize that at the same time, you know, you can ask somebody out if you think they're great or, you know, kind of go about that. And yeah, I mean, I'm not a female, so I can't really predict what they're going to do. But I mean, if I had to guess, I think you're going to see a few more percentage of women asking out men as opposed to the other way around. Anyways, guys, that's it for this week's Birdie Num Num podcast. Let me know what you think is going to go down in 2019, what your predictions are, what you did for New Year's this year. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate on iTunes or Android or whatever. And Sanjay Manigtala out.
Birdie num num. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. A birdie num num.
That's right.